good to be here with you this day, this rainy day. And as we dig into this Word of God, there is so much He has to share with us, so much He longs for us to hear about giving, because He's a giving God. He is a generous God, a God whose heart is not trying to lift Himself up. He's a God who is so much longing to lift up the people whom He's made, the people whom He's blessed, the people whom He cares more for than anyone we will ever meet in this world. And that's what makes Him a giver. I'm pretty sure you all have had these experiences, the hard experiences. You want to give to someone, but oh, they just don't listen to you, or oh, they just are in their own direction, and they're people that you care about, and yet it's some of the things that make giving difficult. Whether it's giving, you know, direction, or whether it's seeking to give them some advice, or whether it's trying to help their finance, whatever it is, there are challenges as we walk through this broken, messy world. And it's hard sometimes to hold on to the heart of our God. The heart of our God who, as He walked through that Old Testament time, gave so much, and yet had all those struggles as well. You know, as we kind of start this off, you know, we talk about giving as God's great gift to us. It's even part of our live, love, learn statement, right? That we are to live a life in that knowledge that everything we have is truly a gift of God. You know, you have those moments where you talk with other Christians and they're like, oh, everyone's so good and God just must hate me because my life's so bad. And one of the great things for us as we talk about giving is we sometimes need to remember what our God has given to us. It's a big deal. I have baseball cards, and they're a gift of God. I mean, you guys, I hear about the trips you guys go on. Psh, be thankful. What a gift of God for you to travel and see other parts of the world. Talk to people who say, oh, yeah, I've got this family thing and this family thing. It's so crazy busy. Our family just makes our life nuts. And I'm like, oh, no. Be thankful for the incredible gift of God. It's amazing how quickly we lose sight of the many gifts that we have. These young kids, the gift of school. Whoa. The gift. There's so many gifts in our life as we walk through. So much. Everything that we have, every talent that we have, everything we have is truly in the hands of God. And I'm a pretty unique guy in having the crazy brain stroke and all the madness that made me start to learn to appreciate the things that I do have. Because it's amazing what things can take away. Whether there's accidents, whether there's struggles. There's things that happen that break our gifts and make us so negative. And yet, God has given us everything that we have. And it's only Him. In fact, this is what James chapter 1:17 says. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Every good and perfect gift. And we never, you know, sometimes we get this, I've accomplished great things. No, no, no. You got the talent and ability to accomplish it from God. Oh, you got the opportunity because God has opened the door to you. It's kind of looking at God as truly above everything in this world that we face. And so it kind of, as we go through this, we kind of start with God's giving heart. This isn't a God who's up front just demanding us to do things because that's what He wants. He is the God who calls us to do things because He cares about us and wants us to have the very best. He wants us to follow where He leads, and trust in him. He's the one who came down and gave, he walked and gave his life, gave his time. Jesus is the perfect model for what it is to be a giving person as we go through this life. And yet, even as we talk about this, you know, we talk about what Christ has done, the giving heart of our Lord, and what it takes to develop a giving heart. And sometimes it's hard when you look at Jesus. All right, you want to be a giving person? Do what Jesus did. Die for the sins of the world. Well, he's done what none of us could ever do. Heal the sick. Well, I don't know any of you have healing powers. I haven't seen a lot of that around here. You know. Oh, I know. Just be completely forgiving and gracious to the world for their sins. Well, I can't. I mean, Christ is the reason for this forgiveness of their sins. I can just tell them about Christ. But what can we do as those who seek to be giving people in this world in which we live? And I think it's really, truthfully, it's grabbing hold of the Lord our God and seeing what he's done for us and praying for him to give us a heart of grace. A heart of grace like the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I can tell you this. My dad is a gracious man. I've shared him in sermons many times because he blows me away. I'm a pastor and I feel like half the gracious man that my dad is because he's a guy who doesn't seem to do anything for himself. It seems like everything he's doing for people because he cares about people. And it's kind of, you know, it's a great thing having a dad like that. And it's another thing, it kind of beats you up terrible when you have a dad like that and you're like, ugh, I wish I were that gracious. I wish I had that giving heart that my dad has. But I got to tell you one important thing about my dad. Incredible giving man, no question. But here's a funny thing about my dad. He gives so much, and he's a person that you could never make do anything that you wanted him to do. What? How do you have a giving heart and not do what other people want you to do? And it's a pretty powerful statement, an important thing for each and every one of us. My dad does things for other people, but does he do whatever other people ask? No. Lots of times he does because he thinks that's the best thing. But he's a dad who does what he thinks God is calling him to do. And if we are going to be giving people, serving the Lord in doing things for other people, it's not just, oh, they asked to do this, and so I'll do this because God wants me to do whatever they ask. Definitely not. You know, back when I was in college, you all know that in the college life, the drinking, beer is a big thing, and it starts taking over people's lives. And there are moments where people, they get themselves drunk in a mess and they call because they need a ride because, you know, our culture has now made it very clear. Nothing wrong with getting drunk, but as long as you have a ride, it's okay. And people call for rides. And I would, you know, sometimes go and get a ride because I feel bad. They're stuck and I want to help them. And then it's interesting. I had a dear friend of mine back in college that he'd say, hey, I'm going to party, and I'm going to get drunk, so I'm going to call you for a ride later. Ooh, should I still give that ride? Or do I have to draw a line? And how do I deal with the fact that someone is challenging stuff? And yet, it's one that we have a fascinating verse for, and it's an important one for each of you to hear. This is 2 Thessalonians 30, chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. And it says this: if anyone is not willing to work, let them not eat. Whew! So someone's not willing to work and they want you to give them food? Don't give them food. What? And this is a truth. It's in the Word of God for us. We are here to help to guide people. But when people start to use that, then we have to draw some lines because we need to follow the Lord our God. And if people keep going this way, I've dealt with parents, I've dealt with many situations, whether it's, you know, issues that they have in their life that they are not willing to let go of and that the parents are still having to run their lives, and it's difficult. There are challenges in this. But it's a pretty important thing that, like my dad, each of you have a passion to help people and do only what God tells you to do. We don't help people by doing what they want. We help people because our heart's for them, and we follow what God leads us to do. And that's not easy, and I'm not saying that. I can tell you I've made that mistake millions of times where I want to help, and so I do whatever they ask, and then I think, ah, wait a minute, maybe I should, if I'm going to be a giving person, I've got to be a praying person. Someone who's giving what God longs for us to give, who truly is following the Lord our God in every step of the circumstance. Now, as we kind of go through this giving, there were kind of three topics that kind of jumped in my head as big ones as going through this. And they're good topics, and then I found the official statement, you know, time, talent, treasure. And I even studied and said, boy, am I missing any? Are there any good ones? But time, talent, treasure are pretty darn positive things that God is trying to teach us to be giving people. Giving of our time. Giving of our talents. Giving of our treasures. And no one walked out. That's good. I'm glad, you know. We'll say it when I get to the treasure point, but that's okay. You know, giving of our time is a big deal. I think for most of us, we're Americans. Our lives get so busy. Oh, I'd love to do this, and I can't even. I should probably call this person, but who has time? We get into these struggles of time. And some of that is our misunderstanding of what it is. And here's a great verse. This from Joshua. Chapter 1, verse 9. God is with you everywhere you are. Oh, wait, am I saying the wrong word here? God is with you. Let me get the right verse. God is with you wherever you go. See, there's not like setting a time to be a giving person. God's desire is not for you to set a giving time. Okay, I'm doing this, I did work this day, I got these assignments, these things, and then I'm going to do something nice for someone and put it on the schedule. That's not God's desire for our hearts. His heart is for us to be giving people 100% of the time. Whoa! That our hearts move like the heart of God, who keeps his eyes on the people, who's there. That's open. You know, I'm a guy who's had lots of people come in the office to talk to me. And I love talking with people. I love helping people through their struggles. But I'm a guy who sometimes have had a little crazy day. I got someone come in the office, and I'm like, oh, you know. And guess what's so funny? You sit down, you talk with someone, you walk through it, and you're like, man, I can't believe that I had a negative attitude walking in the door. It's unbelievable how it's not so much about getting your mind all in a right focus. It's opening your mind to remember who we are. Those who have been so blessed by God, whose eyes are open, who are willing to follow where he leads, because it's amazing how, even though it's sometimes hard to be giving in our nature, Sometimes it's when we choose to be giving in our nature that our nature just flies forward and frees itself. It's unbelievable. And so that's one of the big things, is that it's not about finding a time of giving. 100%. 100% that God is going to use you when you give your thoughts, when you give your heart, when you just listen to people, when our ears are on the Lord 100% of the day. And I can tell you that one of the biggest challenges for that, jobs, school, family things, it's like our eyes come off of Jesus. There was this very ancient guy back in the 700s that he got very famous because he spent this time as someone, you know, in a monastery in a very private place. And his whole goal was to 100% of the day keep his ears open to the Lord. No matter what he's doing, whether he's cleaning up as he's supposed to or preparing for something, trying to keep his ears open to the Lord. Now he claims that he did it for so long, and who knows whether that's true? Because I don't know any of us that will ever be that way. That's not the... But God wants us to see everything in life in the eyes of that he has. So that's the time is a big deal, but it's a big deal for us to just kind of remember this reality of us spending time. Now, I would say I'm talking to the people here at the Lent service. So you're people that probably are doing this pretty well already. I want to encourage you and say, hey, great job that you want to spend time with God to kind of wake you up, to grab hold. And so, you know, there are people in your life who are farther away who need to have you help them understand, let's just sit down and pray about this. Hey, you want to talk about it? You know, God's with you. Or you're going through a deep struggle, even made a huge mistake, God forgives you. There are the times that are important for us to give the grace of God, give the friendship, give the things. And God does not do it on our timing. I will tell you that. You know, I'm glad I'm not a woman, because I find many women who are very schedule, put it on the schedule. I'll do anything for God, but I got to put it on the schedule, because if I don't know what's going on, I mean, there's men like that too. I'm not just saying, God will do it on his own time. And sometimes you can schedule the things of God, and sometimes God breaks your schedule. He breaks it. And we just keep our hearts open to give. Now, secondarily, time, talents. I almost just want to run through and have every one of you give a talent, because I'm pretty darn sure there are many different talents. 2 Corinthians 12 talks about this. You know, there are many different gifts, but the same Spirit, right? There are many different things of service that we do, but it's through the same God. This is the truth, is that there's different people doing different things at different times, and all are 100% equally important. I'm a pastor up here who preaches in a service. Okay, big deal. We've got the guy doing the music. We've got the person in the back going through all the issues of getting a service there. We got the person that puts bulletins together for the services. We've got the people who set up all the trays and fill them with... There are so many things that we can do, and we have different talents. And I can tell you, I think as a pastor, I get far more attention than I deserve, and I'd love to give far more attention to the people who are there to give of their own talents and abilities. I'm blessed with a wife who is a woman that has got tremendous abilities, and a girl who does not want attention. She never wants to be the focus of attention. It's okay. But how do we use the talents that we have? What do we do? You know, what is the way of doing this? In John chapter 12, verse 48, And this is a challenging text for us. Are you ready? To whom much is given, much is expected. Oh! What that's saying is pretty basic. If you're someone who's been given talents, and you think of yourself, gosh, I'm so much better at things than other people, or guess what? God has things, maybe more things for you who are talented. Ah, and that's an interesting statement that God makes to us. It is an important thing for us to understand. God is not expecting you to go and do everything. He's given you your area. He's given you talents. And sometimes, if you feel like God has blessed you with tremendous talent, God has tremendous important things for you to do. It's an interesting thing. All right, now let's go on as we kind of wrap this up. Treasure. This will be short and sweet. Are you supposed to give 10% of your money to the Lord your God? I always like to hear an answer, just kind of curious, but I'll let it go. Look, here's what's funny. This is not a requirement of God. Christ has paid for it all. There's nothing God is asking of us. Christ has fulfilled it all for us. And here's what's an interesting situation that you probably never read in scriptures. In the book of Exodus, chapter 36, pretty sure none of you have ever heard this. Well, maybe a couple, because I got a pastor guy here and things like that, but Exodus chapter 26, this is pretty big, and this is what's going on. This is Moses, and he's taking the people out of Egypt, and they're getting established in the land, and they're building this place, this very specific place. And he goes to the people, and he kind of discovers, and he figures out, people give some money to help this happen. And the people, here's the book, the people have given much more than we have ever needed. And so Moses goes back and he says to all the people, let no man or woman do anything more. I don't want any more money. Have you ever been to a church like that? Have you ever heard that? Even in a sermon from anyone. Have you ever heard this verse quoted? That he sent them out. Good, I'm glad you have. Don't give any more. This is not about you giving to the Lord your God. We've asked for this to help, and you've done great, and we've got more than enough, so. Now, will I be saying that today? Probably not. You know, we got our debt for the building that we've had. We've got staff people that cost money to have here doing things. All right, it's not quite at that circumstance for us. But it's quite a quote from the Lord our God. Is God up there pushing for a tithe? Let me give you a verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Give whatever is on your heart to give. That's what God says. Give whatever's on your heart to give. If it's 1%, give 1%. If it's 40%, give 40%. See, this is not about you feeling guilty. It's the God who has blessed you so immensely, the God who loves you so deeply, the God who has so much happening for you and for him to use you in mighty ways. And so what's the calling of giving? Well, the calling of giving is just like the very beginning. God has given us more than we ever could give him. Of all our money, how much of it is God's? 100%. It's all a gift from him. Be joyful. Be thankful and give back to God what you want to give back to God. And again, you know, we're blessed in this country. I'm a guy who can never give 10%. I have to always give more because we're in a country where we have more than enough. That's me. But whatever God has put on your heart, don't feel guilt. Don't feel shame. There's nothing that's eating you alive. You are here at this service. You guys are a little more dedicated, passionate about St. Luke's people here for these services. I cannot tell you how blessed we are. We are a church that you have been so generous and kind. You are people who not only give, I'm grateful for all of you who give so much because you're passionate about this place, not because God's requiring it. You're people who make amazing things happen. You're people who we go up and say, hey, this is what's going on. We need some help. And you guys just dive in. And I feel so grateful to be at a church like this. Because God's not calling us to be given 100% in everything. No, he's calling us to follow him, to let go and understand that in 100% of our lives, in 100% of our days, God has his plan for us. God uses us in mighty ways. That the talents that we have, the abilities that we have, they're a gift of God. Be thankful for them and use them in mighty ways. And the money that we have, it is a gift of God. Use it as God calls. Nobody walked out. That's good. We made it through. In all things, we can do it all with a smile because of Jesus. Even talk about giving. Amen.